A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, happy Saturday, everybody. Happy Saturday, Betsy.
Happy Saturday.
Wow, Betsy's off to a great start.
Yes, I have not had nearly enough coffee. Clearly.
Say that again.
Happy Saturday.
There you go. You did it. I had a big week this week.
Oh, did you?
We did some breakfasts at our different locations.
Yep.
And on one of them, you were there. Remember when I started the griddle? Remember what I did? I peeked in to see if the flame was starting.
Sometimes you are not brilliant.
And a big gust of flame. And oh, look, it started right up. What is that smell? That smells like burnt hair. I burnt my eyebrow.
Your eyebrow
and my
eyelashes. So they are
those little suckers right up.
Yeah, they're like half the length they're supposed to be.
It feels really weird.
It looks really weird.
It smelled really bad, too. Anyway, that was my exciting week.
Wow.
Let's get to the show. Today. Yeah. At the end of the show, we're going to be talking with Kevin Herman from Benjamin Moore about a remarkable paint. Now, I know how exciting that sounds, but this really is that cool of a product. We talked about it before. It's ScuffX from Benjamin Moore. And no matter who you are and what you do, when you're done listening to this, you're going to want to paint something with it. It's that cool.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And also, a lot of us have yard tools that, you know, we just kind of use and then we put them away in the garage and forget about them until the next time we need them. Well, what we don't realize or don't think about is that rust accumulates on these things very quickly when we do that. So we actually have a really cool segment today where we're going to tell you how to get those tools back to looking their best and, you know, working a little bit better for you. So you don't have to throw them away and go buy new ones.
Right. And we've got a cool little way to remove the rust.
Yeah.
A product that's no elbow grease required.
Right. I'm excited about that.
We'll tell you about that in a little bit. But first, we're excited about our guest.
Yes,
the first
we are.
Guest, the wall doctor, Jason Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to help us address something that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about drywalling and most specifically putting it on the ceiling. But
which is no fun at all. We understand that.
No, but the part we hate the most comes later after the drywall's up. And he's got a really cool thing that he does.
Right. It's going to take all of the burden off of your shoulders, or at least a big part of it.
Yes.
So let's get to that. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, your business is a little bit unique. You'll actually come out and mud and tape drywall that we've installed. You know, you'll basically do all of the work that most people don't want to do.
That I hate doing.
Yeah, things we hate to do.
Yes.
Now, let's start with this. What's the value of hiring you to do that work beyond just getting us out of it?
Yeah, if you're doing a $10,000 kitchen remodel and you spend all that money and you're doing all that workmanship and now you've done the drywall and yourself, and if it looks bad, that's what people are going to notice. If I've done my job right, my work goes unnoticed.
And that's what everybody wants. I mean, you've done all this work.
Yeah,
like you're
no
saying.
One wants to see the seams or
but
mud.
But
or...
we do that. We do the work ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's one of the things that we sometimes think we can save on.
Right.
You know, yes, I need to get people to come and do these things, but I can hang the drywall. I can mud the drywall.
I can watch some YouTube videos and get
it. And make it look good.
And what almost everybody says is that, oh, I've done that once before, and I realized my mistake. I'm never doing that again. I'm hiring you. There's lots of things that you can do where if you just watch a video, you'll get the know-how.
Mm-hmm.
But drywall is a little bit different because it's more of a talent. It's something that you have to practice over and over again. By the time you actually get to the point where you might be happy with your workmanship, you're already done the job, and you already have all the stuff before that that – isn't so you're not so happy with. So where I come in, I come right from the beginning, do every step right, so the product at the end is good.
Tell us a little bit about your operation and how that works.
I'm by myself. I've been doing this for 20 years.
Okay.
And because of that, I just don't have the manpower to have a bunch of people come in and hang it for me, you know, do all the money for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to control quality that way. You know, your reputation's relying upon everybody below you. Well, if you're just by yourself, you've got good good quality control.
Right.
You know, if I leave a job and if I'm happy with the workmanship, I know you'll be happy with it. So that's kind of why I just do it by myself. I've tried to work with other people before and hire other people, but usually it's just, you know, people drop the ball, they don't show up for work, you're left scrambling to take care of it. So I just decided, you know what, I'm very happy just being myself, there's less stress with that, I can guarantee the quality on every single job.
So how long does a project take then? Let's say, let me just give you an idea. I've got a living room, like a 13 by 16, relatively small living room. I did the ceiling and I did the walls because everything's new in there. I just need somebody to come in and finish it all. How long does that take you to do something like that?
So just one room.
One room.
Pretty easy, because I can use quick set muds to rush the process through. And when I say rush, I don't mean drop the quality. I just mean that
make it set faster.
I can make the mud set faster. And on a room like that, it's kind of pushing it, but I can probably, with a good long day, I can get it mostly mudded in one day and come back the next day and sand it. You know, but generally, if I have one full day and a couple half days, I can get a room like that done no problem. Because I'll be using, I'll come into a project, and it doesn't even really matter how badly it may have been hung.
Okay, that was another question I had.
Yes, because we don't always do the best job hanging drywall.
Well,
like
a lot of people are, it's new.
It's a struggle to get it up there.
Well,
and have
if you're talking the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah.
But even the walls, it's stuff that mm-hmm. not everybody does on a regular basis. It is doable. It's a pretty straightforward project.
Right.
It's the mudding and the finishing that really is a bit of an art to get that to look good. Because I know I did an upstairs at my first house, which we talked about on that segment.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there were places where people would come and actually do the mudding. I thought I had gypped them out of the work by doing the drywall.
Right.
And that they wouldn't be interested
right.
in just coming out.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear that you do that.
Yes. And a lot of drywallers, if you'll talk to them, or even people, they just have this, they'll say to me when I show up to the job, oh, yeah, we've heard that people just don't, drywallers don't like to, they want to do their own hanging.
Yeah.
They don't
right.
want to do someone mm-hmm. else's work. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm okay with that, because I'll go through the whole place and I'll re-screw things in where there's not enough screws, or I'll take old screws, bad screws out, put better screws in. And what I mean by that is sometimes they just don't put the screws in far enough, or they put them in too far and it breaks the paper. So I'll fix those things. I will make sure my corners are all tight, because all that drywall has to be tight before I can start mudding it. But after that, I start pre-filling. A lot of times people mess up the outlets. I'm okay with that. I'll
Dan
had problems with that.
Okay, yeah. I always go in there, and I tend to be a little bit – I get carried away in some ways, but in a good way mm-hmm. for the customer. I'll look at that outlet and it's like, well, I don't know. Are they going to be putting like the big massive outlet covers on, or are they going to be putting those really tight ones on?
Mm-hmm.
So I always, if it's more than a sliver, I'm fixing everything around every one of those outlets. And I just go through the whole project. I pre-fill all my corners. I just had a job where I took a picture of it actually. And basically when I tore off the old tape, because it was cracked, there was a half inch gap. And I realized the previous taper had not pre-filled it at all. So the very first thing I did was I pre-filled all that gap. And that gives it a solid backer, because drywall is a half inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And the tape is supposed to tie all that together. But if you have a big gap behind it, mm-hmm. you've got like an eighth of an inch of coverage there. So any kind of movement, it's going to crack.
Which right. is what I ran into. Tons and tons of that. And I would try to fix it, and then it just crack again.
And if it is cracked, you can't just simply put more tape over it or more mud over it. And so what I do is...
You can try, though.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, I just had a bucket that I'd hang on to. The bucket out again.
What I do almost on every job I do is if it's a hairline crack where there's no movement and it's just solid, then maybe I'll put tape over that and just go over that. But usually I'm digging the old tape out.
So you go to town. You really make sure
you
that
do it right.
It's all ready to go. And
yeah.
you fix some of the things that we do wrong. Just give me, I know you can't give me a ballpark price. Is this super expensive? Does this fall into a very reasonable rate? How does that all work out? Or is it a case by case where I've just got to call you and have you give me a quote on a job?
It really is a case by case, you know, just because as much as I say I'm willing to fix any kind of drywall,
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, if I come in there and it's a professional level quality hanging job, that's going to affect the price versus if somebody decided to hang the whole entire project with 2-foot by 2-foot pieces of scrap drywall. I mean, that makes a difference
who would
in price.
Ever do that, Betsy? I can't think
Gee,
of anybody.
Gee, I can't think of anyone sitting in this room that would do that.
A couple areas where, what do we do with all these scraps? Hey, I think we can finish this part off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The biggest thing to remember is a sheet of drywall, an 8-foot sheet of drywall costs about $8. And my labor is going to be more than $8 an hour. So you figure if it takes more than a certain length of time to do something, you're trying to save money on material and going way overboard on labor. So, you know, sometimes it's better run out, pick up another sheet of drywall and just do it right.
Okay. I have a quick question. You said depending on the hanging job and things like that, how much extra work you have, would you be willing to walk customers through if they wanted to hire you to do the finishing? Would you walk them through, okay, these are some things that you could do to make it easier when I come in to do what I have to do afterwards.
Absolutely. I'm willing to walk through and help people out as much as possible if I don't actually have to hang it.
Right.
And even then, I will hang it. If it's not that I couldn't do it or wouldn't do it. It's right. Just usually because I'm just a one-man show and I have so many different projects going on, usually those kind of jobs get pushed out further, where right. If you hang it yourself, I can usually push you up further on the up of the calendar and get in there sooner. And then so because you're helping me out, mm-hmm. I'm willing to help you out. I'm willing to,
perfect.
You know, just any tips, I'm willing to walk you through it. Because if you hang it better, the price will be cheaper. I'll enjoy doing the job more. It's
right.
It's
everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Yes,
regards.
We
now,
like
I know
that.
You also do drywall repair.
Yes.
So when the door swings open and pops a hole in the wall or water damage or things like that, I'm assuming you'll come out and help us with those things as well.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm very good at matching textures. Even popcorn spray. If you don't want to scrape that all off or put a layer of drywall over it, I can actually just blend it in and match what's there. You know, but crow's foot textures I can do, skip trowels. If you have a skip trowel repair that needs to be done where you had a water leak in the middle of your ceiling, and now what do? I can come in there and usually blend those in pretty decently.
Very
so
cool.
Jason is the man for all of your repair needs. You do plaster as well, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Not new plaster, but plaster repair.
Now, Jason, if our listeners want to get in contact with you to have you come out and maybe help them with some drywalling areas that they have, how do they best do that?
Yeah, they can reach me at walldoctoronline.com. They can email me at jason@walldoctoronline.com. My Facebook page is just facebook.com/walldoctoronline.
Perfect.
All right. Jason, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you very much.
Now, when we come back, if you've got yard tools that look like they're headed for the garbage bin, we might be able to help you bring them back from the brink. We'll tell you how when we come back. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, my dad is one of those people that everything in his garage, you open up his garage, mm-hmm. it looks like a hardware store. All
awesome.
Of his tools, everything he owns is meticulously clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's hung in order. It's
everything
immaculate.
Has a place and everything's in its place.
Right. All of
yes.
his tools last forever.
Yeah.
You look at my garage and first off, you don't see tools right off the bat until
right.
you really start looking. It's like one of those Find Wally or Waldo, or whatever those
Where's
is.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, the Where's Waldo thing.
Yeah.
At first, you don't see anything.
Right.
Oh, is that a handle? Oh, look, there's a shovel attached to that. Oh, that's a terrible shovel. Because everything I own has been just thrown in the garage mm-hmm. when I'm done with my project.
Right.
The dirt is still stuck to it. All of these things, I can never find the tools. And when I find them, they're not in really great shape to use. I love
right.
using Dad's tools. Dad does not like it when I
well,
use them.
Well, of course not. Well, you know, a lot of people have that problem. You're not alone. I do the same thing. I use it and then I return it to the garage and stick it in the nice
We're
cluster in the corner.
We're tired after working.
Well,
it's time for us to rest.
Well, that and a lot of us don't think about what that's actually doing to our tools. We just think that
sure,
it's supposed
that.
To look like this. But really, the problem is we can actually be damaging the tool and shortening its life.
Right. A lot of people don't realize that there are maintenance steps
mm-hmm.
with even as simple an item as a shovel or
right.
a garden shears.
Yes.
Any of those things still require maintenance to keep them lasting for years and years.
Right.
Those are things my dad understands. Those are
yes.
things I'm learning. Now, we're drawing on an article kind of that we ran into on today's homeowner.com.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put the article in our show notes. You can link to it and read it.
Yeah.
It's worth reading into.
Yeah.
Let's get the tools ready to go
mm-hmm.
so that they'll last for years and years. And the,
right.
the first place to start is just with a good cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, like we said, a lot of us put the stuff away. The shovel's got the dirt on it from whatever we were digging up last time.
Right.
You know, all of those things that we're digging up, plants, flowers.
<things. laughs>
Thinking of all the flowers
vegetation
and the things I dug up out of my big flower bed a couple of summers ago.
Yeah.
And how, or springs ago, and I was going to replant it
mm-hmm.
with everything. My wife just texted me the other day and said, when are we going to put stuff in that big bed up front that you completely emptied 2 months or 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Well, the shovel still has the dirt from that project on it. So
imagine
get it
that.
Off.
Right.
You know, get a hose out, scrub it up if you have to,
mm-hmm.
use detergent, whatever you've got to do, get them clean.
Right. And then make sure you dry it really well, because if you don't, there is always the potential for rust on any bare areas. And that's what really deteriorates our tools really quickly. And now,
speaking of rust,
exactly, there's a great way to get rid of rust. There's actually a couple different ways. The first one, there's a little attachment.
Some are less great.
Right.
Less fun.
Yes.
No, yeah, less fun.
Yeah, we'll go with that. So the first one is just a little attachment that you can get for a drill. It's a bristled scrubber.
Basically, yeah.
Right, and you just put that over the tool and it takes care of the rust.
That's kind of fun.
That's kind of fun.
It's better than doing it by hand.
Well, yes.
It's better than sanding them or using steel wool, all of which would work.
We'll do it.
But there's a really fun way, and it's called Must for Rust.
Yes.
We carry it. It's a product manufactured by Crud Cutter,
yep.
which they also make cleaners and different things like that. But this Must for Rust is really, really cool. Not terribly expensive.
No.
Like $15 for a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Just standard spray bottle size. But what you do is you basically spray it on the tool.
Yep.
Keep it wet.
Mm-hmm.
And it will eat away the rust. In about 30 minutes, it will remove most of it. Now, you may need to get creative with how you put it on there. We sprayed it on an old hoe that I had.
Yep.
And it did fairly well.
Yeah.
And then we poured all of it into a little bucket and soaked the hoe in that.
Yeah. Incredible.
Completely different. You can see the line where the fluid quit, where the must for rust ran out. And part of the tool is still got all the old rust on it, and the other part is down to bare metal.
Yeah, and then it puts some sort of little crystalline coating on it that keeps keeps the rust from coming back. So that's an added benefit. And it's biodegradable, and it's a water-based product, so not a real harsh chemical that you're
using. Must for Rust. We carry it at all Repco Light and Port City paint stores. You definitely need to check it out. It's a great prep, even if you're going to be painting.
Right.
You know, it's something to get the rust off without a lot of elbow grease.
Right.
Great product. So now...
Yes.
Once you've got the rust off and the metal, whether it's a shovel or whether it's a garden hoe or what are those called? Shears.
Yep.
I'm making the motion. The shears. Once you've got them clean, let's take a look at the handles. You know, do a little light sanding, try to smooth those out. We're thinking probably a 150 grit to 220 grit paper.
Yeah, depending on how harsh the edges are. And then once you've sanded it, you can rub it down with some tung oil to help preserve it. And
boiled linseed oil will also work.
Yep. Or some people like to varnish their handles. You know, a spar varnish. We make the Mira Spar. That'd be great to put on the handle. Gives it a real nice kind of shiny look and will, you know, repel some of that dirt that tends to stick to those things.
Right. Then make sure that you go and sharpen all the blades.
Yeah.
Now, if you look online, you're going to need grinders and stuff like that. That's not the case.
No.
You can do most of these things and sharpen most of these tools with a simple hand file and, in some instances, a vise.
Yeah.
You know, something to hold the tool.
Right.
But you don't need to necessarily go to a grinder. Maybe with an axe head or something like that, a grinder is going to help you.
Right.
But in certain projects, a grinder is going to be harder to work with because it's big. It's clunky.
Yeah. You have a hedge trimmer that you got out and were showing me.
The internet
how terrible
said,
the
use
teeth
a grinder.
Are. Yeah.
There's no way.
Well, we watched a video and watched someone do it. Good luck getting in there. So that file actually worked great. You just want to make sure that you're going with the factory edge on those things. You just file it until it's shiny again.
Just nice long strokes with a standard mill file.
Yep.
And usually it takes, maybe up to 6 strokes or so.
Right.
And you've got a nice edge. You can do that with garden shears, hedge trimmers, put an edge on your shovel.
Yeah, make sure you're doing it on your shovels because that's something some people don't tend to think about. You want a sharp edge to cut through the dirt and through roots and things like that. So go ahead and sharpen your shovels.
Really straightforward. Once you've got that all done, now you just need to protect the metal. So you could go back to actually putting that tung oil on.
Yep.
Just rub that on.
Right.
Boiled linseed oil. Or as Betsy mentioned, that must for rust. You can spray that on. It will dry and it kind of gives you a chalky white, almost a powder on it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I liked that look, but that will protect it as you're using it for up to 12 months from new rust forming.
Right. So get out there today. Go get all of these poor tools out of your garage and give them a little love and bring them back to the standards that Dan's dad has.
Exactly. Dad's got high standards
when
it comes
to
tools.
Right.
Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about one of the coolest new paint products on the market. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, I saw an ad on Facebook the other day for a little flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a superhero-themed flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect gift for my daughter, Maddie.
Okay.
Loves superheroes.
Yes.
Loves little succulent plants.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect gift.
Right.
The ad said it was an amazing thing.
Right.
You know, the best little pot I was going to ever buy.
Yes.
Well, then I read some of the reviews from actual people who bought it, who got suckered.
Uh-huh.
Oh, apparently it falls apart within days. Mm. One of them talked about how the eyes of the little character popped out when the roots of the plant started pushing through. So
wow.
A gift becomes a horror event.
Well, yeah,
for my
there
daughter.
Are products out there that definitely do not live up to the hype, but then there are always those few products that actually do. So
we love those products.
Of course we do. So right now we are in the studio with Kevin Herman. He's our territory rep from Benjamin Moore, and we're going to talk about one such product. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I have known you for quite some time.
Since you were little.
Yes, you like to tell everyone that. Kevin's got all the dirt on me, by the way. Don't ever ask.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
There's nothing really.
So how long have you actually been with Benjamin Moore? Because I've known you for a long time and you've always been with Benjamin
27
Moore.
Years in October, since 1991.
Wow. That is longer than I've known you.
Well, yeah, I thought you were going to say been alive. I'm thinking,
no, not quite.
It's basically 8 when Kevin started at Benjamin Moore.
Yes,
right?
Something like that. That is crazy to think about.
So a ton of time.
Wow, I feel old.
A ton of time. So things have come and gone through all of the time that you've seen. And mm-hmm. recently, about a year or so ago, Benjamin Moore came out with the product that we've talked about a couple times on this show, ScuffX.
Yep.
We were so shocked by the performance of this product. Were you as shocked when it came out?
Yeah, it actually has been about a year. I think we received our first shipment here, Grand Rapids, in the middle of June of last year. And, you know, every new product that comes out, it's the latest and greatest. And sometimes the expectation far surpass the performance.
Right. Well, that's always been our experience. You know, we've got this new product coming out, and it's everybody's. You know, it's Benjamin Moore, it's not RepColite, it's everybody.
Right. Yep. Sure.
Here's this new product. It's going to do all of these amazing things. Mm. And so when ScuffX came out and made all the promises about how it's going to resist scuffing better than anything we've ever seen, and I want you to explain that to the people in a minute, but when those claims came out, you and I were Betsy and I were kind of, okay.
Well, we always hesitate. We cautiously proceed.
I don't want to make any big claims anywhere until I've seen it.
Right.
And then we saw it. And it's like a magic trick.
It blew me away.
But let's go back to ScuffX and the claims in general. Tell us what it was meant to do.
So it was developed for facilities, hospitals, nursing homes, schools, any place where you would receive far more abuse on the walls than normal. Places where there's gurneys or carts or wheelchairs. Constantly contacting the walls, or people putting their feet up against the walls and leaving scuff marks from shoes.
We should have a gurney at our home for all of the injuries.
For
that
you?
Well, yes, I am injured a lot. That would be so handy.
Yes,
you could just
would.
Wheel me to the hospital on that and save a step.
Yes, we could put a remote control and just, you know,
oh, they wouldn't
sit
even have
out.
To leave
nope.
the house.
Nope,
to
a
get
remote control gurney.
So ScuffX was made for those kinds of situations.
Those types of situations, and it was promised to be much more scuff resistant than anything else that's out there. It's even specialized for those areas. And it has proven to be far more scuff resistant than anything else I've ever seen. Even the two-part systems that are out there.
Well, and
it's remarkable.
Let's go into that quickly because, you know, whether, you know, as a listener, whether you're a contractor or a business owner, whether you're just a homeowner with a bunch of kids or grandkids, ScuffX is a product that can really solve a fair amount of problems no matter what you got going.
Right.
Now, Kevin, let's talk about the makeup of it. Like you just mentioned a two-part system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to some people that doesn't mean anything, mm-hmm. but there are kits
Epoxies.
Out there where, mix two components together to get to this super high-end, durable, scuff-resistant finish. Mm-hmm. ScuffX is not that.
No,
it's
no.
regular paint, really.
It
for the most
goes
part.
On like a good quality paint. It applies. The preparation is the same as a good quality paint. It's low odor, and there's no pot life to worry about.
Right. And pot life, you know, for everybody who's not familiar, is when you mix these two products together, you've got a certain amount of time before mm-hmm. it's no longer usable.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you went there because I never know where you're going to go when somebody says something like pot life.
The pot life. Let's talk about that. Betsy, why don't you fill us in?
No.
Some of those backstories that Kevin knows about.
See, I was a good kid. I didn't do that kind of stuff.
No, me either. I don't even ever think that kind of phrase can be funny until I see Kevin's face. Apparently,
until
Kevin
he starts
lived
smirking.
A seedy life.
Yeah. No. Well, I went to college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so ScuffX is, for all practical purposes, it's going to function like a regular paint in application and all of that.
Yeah.
But the performance,
odor, clean up everything, yeah,
is like some of these high-end products out there.
The performance surpasses anything else in scuff resistance.
So help people understand what that looks like. It's so hard on the radio. You know, we've mm-hmm. done some videos where we've demonstrated ScuffX, where we've painted a board and one side has ScuffX on it and the other side has a competitor, super high-end, expensive epoxy
Pre-cat,
product.
Semi-gloss epoxy, yeah. Yeah.
And we've got a little implement or whatever that will scuff the surfaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can run it across, and it doesn't do anything to the ScuffX side.
Right.
It just glides right over.
And
the
board. That's a, we did it in what, an eggshell or a matte finish?
Eggshell.
And the competitor's product was a semi-gloss.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smoke.
Right, yeah. So you get nothing on the ScuffX side, right. And black marks abound on the other side.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
It's like a magic trick. It really is cool.
Well, we ended up denting the drywall on the ScuffX side, trying to scuff it, and when we did, by chance, get the tiniest of black marks on the ScuffX side, it wiped right off.
It cleans
off
very easily.
I've never seen anything like
it. Yeah. So our competitors, one of the things that they've used to compete against ScuffX is the fact that their scrub cycles are so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It means if you put it on a machine, it's an ASTM test, and this brush on a soup solution goes back and forth over the coating, and they measure how long it takes, how many cycles it goes before it breaks through the coating.
Okay.
They have much higher scrub cycles. Much higher.
So that means that the... I'm going to just take a step back because I'm hung up on a machine that will do scrubbing for me.
Yeah.
Can those be rented out? Can I be converted to do a floor?
No, I think they only work in a very small
so
patch.
It's really
probably wouldn't
just
be
a laboratory
use.
Test.
Yeah, it's a laboratory test.
Stuff.
But the thing is, ScuffX doesn't need those high scrub cycles because it doesn't scuff.
Right.
And then it cleans incredibly easily. We're looking for something in an old technology that was a measurement that doesn't even apply to this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It's absolutely phenomenal.
It's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
Kevin for almost pushing 30.
Yeah.
Betsy, you've been doing this for a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
And we really haven't seen something like this.
No.
And when it first came out, like you're saying, the idea was let's make it for institutions and places with gurneys, like hospitals and my home.
Where you really needed that a coating that will take a whole lot of abuse.
I was in a dressing room the other day, and all I could think was, wow, they really need some ScuffX in here because these walls look terrible from people banging stuff against them. You should be pushing that, Kevin.
Well, there is a national chain that was hitting their dressing areas once a week in order to keep them looking nice.
Now just they're touching up continually.
Yeah, now they're using ScuffX and it's going months and looks just fine.
Wow.
Yeah. We're finding all kinds of places to use this that we really wasn't intended for, but it's working tremendously well.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to get into in a little bit here. And we're running out of time on this segment and there's so much I want to dig into. Can you hang around through the break?
Sure.
Excellent. So after the break, we're going to be talking about some practical stories and some of the things you've seen, Kevin, in the field about where ScuffX has been used beyond your expectations to get results that are really quite surprising. That's after the break, so stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the RepcoLite Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson.
And we're in the studio with Kevin Herman, our Benjamin Moore sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about ScuffX, which is a new product about a year old or so from Benjamin Moore. And we're talking about it because it is honestly so remarkably interesting. It prices out about like regular paint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should have mentioned that in the previous segment because we're lauding all the great things about ScuffX, but we didn't highlight the fact that the price is very reasonable as well.
Yeah, especially
like
compared
a good quality
to
paint.
Yes.
Well,
mm-hmm.
that pre-catalyzed that we were talking about and the two component epoxies. This is way cheaper than those things if you're a contractor.
Less odor, far easier to use.
Right.
So really, there is nothing that I found yet that I don't like about ScuffX.
If you're a paint geek, this is a product for you.
This is something.
Dan,
you're
a paint geek.
I think everybody would be if they saw this.
That is
because
true.
It's that cool.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about a few of the practical areas where you've seen this play out and really make a difference.
I mean, we're definitely seeing some successes with the areas that we would expect to use it. schools that were using a two-part system that now can switch over to a one-component product that doesn't have a pot life. And a pot life is when you catalyze an epoxy, you have so much time to use it before it basically becomes a unusable or a boat anchor.
Right. Right.
ScuffX, you just close the can back up and
just like regular
open it up and use it again. Yeah, so that's fantastic. Low odor, doesn't have that heavy ammonia smell that some of these other products use. It's very easy to use, and we have multiple sheens and all the colors.
Right,
you
could
potentially
any color.
So very unlimited in that fashion. So schools have switched over from two-part systems or pre-catalyzed epoxies over to ScuffX. Hotels have been amazed by the durability and the ease of use of this product and are switching over to it.
And what are they getting from doing that? I mean, what's the big...
What they're getting is they're extending how long they can go before they have to touch up or repaint an area, a high-abuse area.
So let's take that, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, just regular homeowners out there listening. Okay, I don't own hotels.
Mm-hmm.
I wish
right.
I owned hotels.
Of course you do.
First thing I would do is deal with any bed bugs, because that creeps me out.
Yeah, it does.
But then
too.
I would rake in all the money that I would get from my hotels.
Right.
But since I don't own hotels, and most of us don't, why is this still interesting for us? I know why. Because I have a family full of kids that are
you have
walking
like
down
20 or 30 children. I think.
When they move really fast, it seems like there's 20 of them. There's only five, but they will go to town on any room at any given time. So the entryways, the shoes get kicked off in there. Yeah. The walls are marked up. My wife just cornered me the other day and said, "We got to do something about this entry." Mm-hmm. You know, the walls are all marked up.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to get ScuffX on that. The hallways help people understand what. Anybody can get out of this.
Oh, yeah. Like we've already stated, it's very simple to use. And there are contractors that are putting these into residential homes because it applies nicely, it looks nice, and holds up. In any areas like you're describing where, you know, the kids come in and they throw their shoes or their sports equipment against the wall, regular paint just does not hold up.
Right.
This does.
It is remarkable to watch, and it achieves this level of scuff resistance very quickly.
Oh, remember, we were originally doing some of the trainings in the stores, and at times, it was shortly after it had dried, we were having people scuff it.
Try to scuff it,
versus the coatings that have been applied for quite a while on the surrounding walls. And whatever we put into it, and I don't know what that is.
It's super secret.
Well, they know Kevin's a talker, so they can't tell Kevin.
There's a territory rep that tells contractors or other people that it's unicorn tears. And I said, so
I think it's Chuck Norris
We're
tears.
Making unicorns cry. And no, it's very happy unicorns, tears of joy. But there's some component they put in this that it doesn't have to cure up like normal coatings where it gets harder over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This develops its scuff resistance almost immediately.
Right.
This is something you can put on the walls, put the room back to use almost right away.
Yeah, within a couple hours.
Almost no downtime at all.
Yeah.
So what about unique uses? I know WD-40 as a product was made for one specific purpose. And we're going to do a segment on this because it's very interesting. So I'm not going to spill it all right now.
Don't spill the beans on that one.
But the point is, it was made for one purpose.
Right.
And we all know how many different things we find.
We
use it for everything. And the point is, here's this great product. It's going to be used for this.
Mm-hmm.
People start using it and realize, wow, let me try it on this. It works and it works and it works.
Mm-hmm.
I think ScuffX is similar to that in some regards.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the unique uses that you're seeing?
Well, it has become a phenomenon with trim and cabinets. And I didn't see that at all. But we had some contractors that tried it on trim, especially it really shines on dark trim.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when you have dark black trim is very popular nowadays, dark blue, dark gray, and those coatings with all that colorant, they become very soft,
right?
And they mar and they scuff and they do all these things. Well, ScuffX, we tinted up into black, had a contractor try it, and it was absolutely phenomenal, and it works from black all the way to white. And it develops block resistance almost instantly.
And explain block resistance.
Block resistance is when you have two latex surfaces and they contact, like a door and a door frame, and they want to stick.
Right.
Block resistance is when they won't anymore.
Block resistance is when they don't stick when you put them together. And it gets that very, very quickly. Yeah.
So you're seeing great results on trim.
Phenomenal.
And that's completely
phenomenal
not what
results
expected.
On trim. Yeah. There are builders that are using it and find they have much less touch up than they would have had before. You know, if you're building a house and, you know, the painters are some of the last contractors to come through, except for the carpet guys.
Right. Yep.
And they come in and it's an age old war between painters and carpet layers that they abuse the walls a little bit.
And they
mark up the walls.
It's part of the process.
Yeah, sometimes you could be a little more careful, I think. but the walls in the trim very often have a lot of touch-ups that's required. The Scuffix cuts down on that.
Well, I talked to a guy not too long ago who was saying how his wife bangs the vacuum into the trim all the time. He's got white trim, and it's got all these scuff marks.
Well, maybe he should do a little vacuuming.
Well,
I think the ladies should stand up.
No, I'm thinking that Scuffix is perfect on his trim
and
so that he doesn't
he
have that.
He should probably do the vacuuming.
Well, I don't know if you're ever going to solve the War of the Roses, but we can give them a product that kind of bridges that gap right now.
Uh-huh.
So, Scuffix. Mm-hmm. I think that pretty much covers it. There is just so many different uses for it. You said cabinets. We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. That's surprising to me.
It looks absolutely beautiful when it's sprayed out. You can brush and roll it, but sprayed is ideal for cabinets. You get like a factory finish out of it, and it's very, very durable.
And can it be brushed and rolled on trim?
Sure.
That'll be all right?
Yeah, you can brush, roll, and trim. I mean, spray is going to give you a much nicer finish.
Much nicer
finish. Yeah, a beautiful finish.
And it's got a unique feel to it. It's very,
very slick.
Smooth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it doesn't scuff. It's very, whatever they've done, they've reduced the friction on it.
What about recoating when necessary?
Is it too slick that the
recoat won't work?
Anytime you have something that you're worried about whether the next coat's going to stick to it, clean, dry, and dull. Right, we talked about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically, yeah. That's Betsy.
Yeah.
Clean, dry, dull. I don't know about the clean part, mostly clean.
Oh, I am very clean. I'm not the one who stinks up this studio like you do.
We have a backup deodorant can. We really do.
Because somebody sweats a lot.
It's very hot in here.
Let's
just get back to Scuffix.
Yeah.
Prices out like normal, regular paint, high quality paint.
Yeah, just like a good quality paint. Goes on like a good quality paint.
Any Repcolite or Port City Paint Store, it's a Benjamin Moore product. UltraSpec is the...
It's under the professional label because it really was intended for maintenance facilities.
But it's perfect for anything. So grandmas, grandpas, moms and dads, business owners, everybody really needs to try this.
Husbands, wives.
Yeah. It's that cool.
Yeah.
Kevin, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks a lot.
Well, and that's going to just about do it. But before we officially wrap things up for the week, we want to share some big news. Our new location on East Fulton Street in Grand Rapids opened on Monday.
Yes.
That's kind of fun.
It's very fun. You know, our store still has that new paint.
Shiny new paint store smell.
Yes, it does. And, you know, while it has that new smell, our staff in there, Justin, Marcia, and Amy, have so much experience. Don't hesitate to stop out and ask them your questions.
Exactly. The store is located at 912 East Fulton Street, and that's just east of the Fulton Street Cemetery.
Yes.
If you're looking for a landmark.
Yep.
Stop out and see us. There. That's some very exciting news.
It is very exciting.
Also, some exciting news is the fact that it's Father's Day weekend.
Yes, it is.
That means it's my weekend.
Oh, good grief.
To be treated like a king.
Great. Just what everyone needs. More Dan.
Worshipped like a deity.
Oh.
A small lowercase d deity.
Uh-huh. The benevolent king that you are. I mean, the benevolent dictator that
my
you are.
My dad would always say that this was the one day a year that we'd take him down off the shelf, dust him off, appreciate him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then we'll put them right back up.
Aww.
Dad, you know that's not true. You've just always been a whiner.
Oh, just like you.
That's where I get it from.
Uh-huh, I see.
Thanks, dads, for all the things that you've done to make us who we are. Make sure you get out there and thank your dad and do what you can for him.
Yes, absolutely.
This episode and all the past ones are online at repcolite.com, so make sure you get there and check them out.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and ask us your questions.
Right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get out there and appreciate Dad. And we'll do this all again next week.
We will.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And we'll help you give Dad the Father's Day present of a lifetime. Shiny, clean yard tools and some super high-tech, scuff-resistant paint.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I would like electronics, though, children. Just saying.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.